Kalim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalad. Lamala min Azov. We had the Mishnah before the Dinim of Zov, which were more Chomer than Boyal Nida, let's say. Zovo, Shehi Mitama is Boyalo. So let's make a quick Chazorah, what we discussed in the Hagdama, about what the difference between a Zovo and a Nida is. And then we'll also have to speak for a moment about what's the difference between a Zov and a Balkeri. The difference between a Zov and a Nida is really physically it's the same thing. It's Dam HaYotze Migufo. However, what the Torah says, it's Mavur in the Mishnah and Erech, and this is the way Kemat all the Rishonim understand it. The Rambam has a slightly different sheet in how this works, but we won't go into the details now. A woman has a Riyas Dam, she becomes a Nida, she's Tmei Shivas Yomim. Tmei, she's an Avatuma, plus she's Asura Labailo. The part that's negetos halacha lemaisa, and tevelas, and she's tahiru. After 7 days, the ri'io, if she does see, is out of place. It's not a regular ri'ez dam, which is part of her cycle. It's something that's shaloi b'mkoimo, it's like a choyli, and it's considered zivo. That zivo, for the next 11 days, it's an 18-day cycle, for the next 11 days is a dover she'enoi min harogel. And therefore, it's mitamher, but it's a tumah yosei chamurah. Or let's say that it's a tumah with more possibility for chaymin. It goes like this. The first time she has a riya ziva, the halacha is that she does not have to have shiva nekiyim. She has to have yoyim eke, it's called a shemeres yoyim. She's called a zova ketana, lower level zov. She has to have a yoyim echod of nikius before she's tevelas b'mikvah. So she has to make a hefsik taira, what we call a hefsik taira, a bedika on the Yom Rishon, and that's that. If she sees a second consecutive day also, she's soiser the Yom of Nikius. She needs to be Shemes Yom Keneged Yom, she's Mafsik Betayr, she's Boidekes, and she's Tevelas Utahiru. If she sees 3 times on 3 consecutive days, she's called a Zova Gedoylo, and there she has what we're familiar with, the Hefsik Tayra, Shiva Nikim with Bedikois. And then she's tevelas. Not only that, there's a chelik that we're not familiar with, and that is that she has to bring a korban, and until she brings the korban, she's mechusa kippurim, she's muteres labaylo, she's tahira, but she has the level of tumah of mechusa kippurim, which we spoke about in the psicha, the givis adinim. We have a whole masecht of tvul yoyim later on, bez Hashem, and she has to bring a korban of shtei toim, shnei b'nei yoyinu, mavur in the psukim in Parashas Tazria. That's what a nida and a zova is. We'll just point out that a Zov and a Balkeri, a Zov is the same idea, that a Zov also has a din of a Zov, Riyah Rishonah, Riyah Shniah, Riyah Shlishis is when he becomes a Zov with a Chiv, then he's Mechutz Kippurim. The Zov has one major Chumrah, which the Pashtus, according to Rav Rishon, does not exist by a Zov. The Torah is Mechadish by a Zov that his Tefillah is not good in the Mikveh, it has to be B'mei Mayon. Similar to what we have by Tumas Meis. Pashtus by a Zova, we don't have this halacha. It's interesting that the Mishnah is going to tell us L'maylum and Azov Zova, even though we just spoke at a major Choymer in Tumas Zov over Zova, the Mishnah doesn't go that. The Mishnah is talking about not the Oifin at Tahara, the Mishnah is talking about the Oifin of transmitting the Etzim Tumah, in that there's an extra level of Choymer to a Zova over a Zov. We'll just point out one more thing, which we've mentioned numerous times, and that is that there's a fundamental chilik between a Zov and a Balkeri. A Ziva and Nida is the same Re'ia, but at a different time of the month. Zov and Balkeri is 2 different types of material. One is choyli, and one is normal functioning. A Balkeri is not considered be'etzem a Cheftza of Toma. A Zov is a Cheftza of Toma, he's an Ava Toma. A Zov is not a Cheftza of Toma, because there's nothing unusual about him. What he is he was exposed, he was noga in something that's mitame. What was mitame him? The shichvazera yoitz mikufa is mitame him. So because of that, he becomes tame, but he does not have the status of an avatomu. Mashenken enido, a ziva, a zova, or a zov, they became gufatomu, they become the source of tomu. Based on this akdoma, we'll understand on a deeper level this halacha. L'maylam en azov, zova, Shehi mitame is boilo. Now, as far as the etzem halocha, that a zovo is mitame boilo, it's the same thing like we had, like by a boil nido. A boil nido has a din of kigufo, and We don't have that halacha that she becomes kegufoi if he's a zov. It's only he becomes kegufo if she's a zova or a nida. So that's the chayme. It's not much of a chayme if you think about it, because a zov doesn't have it. The physical mitzvah is different. But lamaisa, the Mishnah reckons as lamaisa another form of transmitting tumah. Shimitam es bayalo. Then the Mishnah continues. Lamailo min azova mitzayro. There's a new din that's mischadish in mitzayro that we learn out. Shumitame bibio. Shumitame bibio means is like similar to the concept that we'll have soon, which is going to be the next madrega of tumah ba'oil, where there's tumah bali any shum meaningful contact. Not even in the same space, Petzim, not more than a Kli Cheres. There's a din that a Mitzayra, we read the way the Rav says it. The Torah says, Michutz Lamachna Moishovoi. So the Torah says on a Mitzayra that Moishovoi Mitame, which means that if they inhabit the same space, covered over by the same oil, the Mitzayra is Mitame whatever's in the house, but not that it's Mitame B'oil B'chol Oifin. He's mitama only moshovo if he's there and he's yoshev. That means, let's say the two of them are walking under a covered awning. The mitzvah is walking down one lane, and the other person walking down one lane. The mitzvah doesn't transmit. It's only moshovo. With moshovo is the pshat that he's in the same place that the mitzvah is settled in. That's mitame. The atmosphere of the mitzvah is mitame. Got to make sense, because the mitzvah has to be michutz. So if he's in the same place and he's there, that's his mokoim. So the etzem fact that it's his mokoim, that transmits the tumah of the mitzvah. Versteitzach, they have to be covered by the same roof, otherwise what defines them as in the same place? Now the Rav points out a few details. First of all, this din is chiddush din that's true also by beged hamenuga, be'evin hamenugas. That's one. However, this din is only by mitzoyru b'mei chalutoi, when the Torah describes him as sitting outside, b'mei sofroi, which we had in Mishnah Aleph, where he's acha, the first stage of his tara after tiklachas v'tzipoirim, he's not mitama b'bio, and he's not mitama b'mishka v'moishav. Okay. Now the Rav Grada goes that since the pashtus of the Mishnah, l'malam and azov mitzoyru, is that mitzoyru has everything that azov has, and worse. So then it's Pashut, then Mitzayra is Oysim Mishkav Umoyshav Kizovo, and his Chomer there is Mitam Bibir. This is the way the Rav says it. It's not so Pashut, it's Machlek Tzushayim. The Rash Grada holds not that way. The Rash holds that Mishkav Merkav Umoyshav, that's Niskadish by Zovah Chaverot, is not so by Mitzayra. And I think there's a very logical way to explain the Shittas HaRash, even though the Pashtus of the Mishnah is like the Rav and the Rambam. What the Rash is telling us in logic is that a zov v'chaverov are all tumah hayotzim migufoy, which means the physical mitzius, the physical person is what's metame. A mishkav merkav moishov is something that's being used by his body. So something that's being used by his body is kofuf to his body, and it has the din of his body, becomes an avatum. It doesn't go down a level. Sort of what we had by begodim she'olov, by tumas maso, that the tumah that's on a person who's noisy nevloso, even though the masa is further away than mago, but the masa is the person, the begodim are level of connection to the person, it's part of the person. So mele, it's metame. So mishka merkav amosha becomes part of the person's body, they don't go down a level, they're an av. A mitzoyru, what's metame about him, is not his guf, it's his character. That's what a mitzoyru is. His character is a dova hametame, not his guf. There's no tumah yotze migufoy. It's tumah yotze from his character. Because a kosov of mitzvah is anybody with bad midah, is gaiva, lashon hara, etc. So memela, the gzeis hakosov is that his company is metame, moishovoy metame, not his guf. So memela, if his guf, he happens to be tome. So his guf comes into contact, but it's like something that came into contact with tome. It becomes a rishon. Therefore, b'mei chalutoi, his character, his moishav is metame. Once he's already cured of the tzaras, so now he's tome, but not that his character is metame. So mele, he doesn't have any more this tumas moishavoi. So mele, the only tome is somebody who comes into contact with him, and that's metame like anybody else who's tome. Now we go further. Lamalo mena mitzoiro etzem kisoiro. Here we're going to have starting breaking down. This is really Maseches Oilus Dikereid. Is that there's types of parts of a dead body that are not a dead body. So etzem kisoiro, we'll use this. There might be other cases also, which we'll see in Maseches Oilus. Etzem kisoiro means the parts of a body that are considered whole parts that have a sheer choshev enough to be considered a dova hamitame like a mess, but it's not a mess itself. So where that expresses itself is that etzem kisoiro shumitame tumas shivo. It has the din of tumas mes that the tumas she'olov is tumas shivo, but it's not a mes. And that's what the Mishnah says. Chomer mikulam hames shumitame ba'oil mashein kulam mitamim. Etzem kisoiro is not mitame ba'oil. Now let's explain a little bit. For starters, the Rav brings a pasuk that in Parshas Chukas, in the Parsha of Paradum, where it says, "V'chibastim b'gdeichem b'yom ha'shvi'im tahartem." So the pasuk says, I'm sorry, it's not in Parshas Chukas and Paradum, it's in Parshas Matos, by Melchemes Midyon. So it says over there, "Kol ha'tumos she'atem mitamim b'meis, lo yu p'chusim mishivo." All tumos that flow from tumas meis, even if it's not a mess itself, the halach is bayim hashvi. They all need parah adumo. However, the din of odom kiyomis ba'oil is that a mess is mitame ba'oil. That's niskadish only on a mess. Etzem kisoir is not a dead body. It's only a tumor that comes from a dead body. How much of a dead body is called a dead body? Not just a something that's mitame from a dead body. So there's whole halachas in Maseches Oilos. It has to be roiva hakav of atzomos, or roiv minyan, or roiv binyan shel atzomos, or shed of gogolos. These are enough chatichos chashuvos to be considered a dead body. Etzem kisoiro is not a dead body. Not only that, but the Rav points out, you have to say the same aura that we had before, that it's not necessarily chomer bakoil from mitzoiro that was mentioned before. Tumas mitzoiro has the chiddush of moishovoit, what we call tumas bia in the Mishnah. And that's not so by etzem kisoiro. So it's not chomer bakoil. Just point out one more detail, which is chomer yoiser by zov v'chaverov from mitzoiro, is that somebody who's baal isha mitzoiras doesn't have the din to be nitmo like mitzoiro. And again, the hesber, the rationale behind this posh, like we explained before, the svora of a boil nido, a boil zova, etc., is because it's nasa kegufa. The maisa bia makes them mechuber, that's nasa kegufa. But by mitzoira, the tumor is not begufa, the tumor is the mensch, not the guf of the person. So it's not shaykh, the chibur la guf to be metame kemoisa. So it's called coming into contact with the dava metame. There is another chilek that's mentioned over here, but we won't go into it. There's a subcategory of tumas hesed, which is a halacha that a mitzoira that's mazes, let's say takes a stick and moves something, that type of physical contact is not mitame by mitzoira. It's mitame by nevela, it's mitame by zov chaverev, it's not mitame by mitzoira. Again, the idea of mitame would be the same also. That the mitzoira is not a vort in the physical mitzius of the mitzoira. The mitzoira is tome because of its saraz binafshoi. So the tumor doesn't express itself in every physical coming into contact. An edel of physical coming into contact is not mitame. Okay, etzem kisoiro, like we said, has the gzeres hakosuv that's mitame shivas tumas shiva, but the chiddush of tumas oil, that's only by a meis mamish. Afilo hochi, the Rav right away points out that there are oifanim of tuma that are unique to zov v'chavev that don't exist by mes, and that is mishkav umerkav. Not Merkav, but Mishkav and Moishov and Evan Misame. These Chidushim relate to the physical presence of Zov Chaverov, and they have nothing to do with the mess. The mess is Metama Ba'oil, which is a much more chomedic type of coming into contact. But the Rav points out by Richus the differences between inhabiting the same space as a dead body or inhabiting the same space as a Mitzora, Tumas Bil. So first of all, we pointed out the fact that a mitzvah has to be stationary in order to be mitame. It has to be that he's there, not he's passing through and they're both under the same oil. Also, if the miktsas haguf of the mitzvah is in the place, that's not called he's there. his body is not metame. It's only when he's there. His hand, and even if his whole goof is there, except for choytmoy, which is sticking out, he's not metame. Masha'enken by Tumas Meis, it's not relevant. As long as they're under the same roof as a chelik of the dead body, or as long as a chelik of him is under the same roof as a dead body, lemaisa, he becomes tame. We'll just point out, in Tumas oil, without going into too much protim, there's three different types of Tumas oil. The more extreme cases is when the mess is mal ala tohor, or when the tohor is mal ala meis. And the third case, which is the pashta case, is when there's one roof that's mal on the meis and on the person or on kelim, they will become of satumah. We'll mention one more halacha that brings home very much the chilik between a mitzoyra that's metame bebiyo, moishovoy, as opposed to a mess which is metame ba'oil, is that what would be if a mitzoyra would be sitting in a house and they would put around him a mechitza sasora? He's under the same roof as somebody who sits down there. He's not metame. If they're in separate rooms, he's not metame. Why? Because the point is not that he's metame ba'oil. His presence is metame. As long as there's a mechitza b'nem, There's no Kabbalah's Tumah. Now, we're coming Be'ez Hashem to the end of all the different types of Ovis HaTumah, these four Mishnayis. There's a list of 11 of Ovis HaTumah over here in these Mishnayis. Lemaisa, there are Yoitzim that are not mentioned in the Mishnah. Pora Adumah, which is Metama, whoever's Yoitzim B'Sreifa, is an Ava Tumah. So Mishtaleach La'Zozel, we've mentioned before, but it's not a Dovah Metama, we mentioned in the Hagdomah. Is also metame anybody who's oisik in shiluach. Parim usirim and nisrofim. These are all ifanim of things that are hegdish, that are sent, or that are mitasek. Their avoido is michutz lamachna. They're all metame. They're all oves atum. They're not mentioned because they're not derech tumo. They're derech avoido of hegdish. The type of nevel also that we pointed out is not beetzim kishalatzme metame b'magomaso. It's a dover hametame only by achila. This is, of course, tumas nivlas oiv tohor. Nivlas oiv tohor does not have tumas nevela, but if it's eaten, it's metame bebeis ablia. It's a special type of tumah that comes from the iser of achilas oiv. So that's also not mentioned the regular transmissions of tumah, because it's not a dover atome kishela atzmoi. Only under certain circumstances it transmits tumah.